The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's time for the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now, broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Del Olalea.
When the world was a time of this and that, I was young, didn't know to hold it back. Now we're here in the world, something else. We can leave any day and call for help. We were gods, nobody was above me. The A on my chest like a Dolce. The A on my chest, put your fist up. The A on my chest like a chipmunk. Alvin, Theodore, breathe in, breathe out. Me and more, breathe in, breathe out. Never mind, it was time. Number nine, let my lies be line with a death wish. Eat right, didn't have no name on the guest list. Hold on, we're destined.
Welcome to hour two of the show. We started off hour one talking about the Astros, so we'll get back to them here. They beat Tampa. They sweep them, thanks to Mauricio Dubon's game-winning hit in the top of the 10th. And what preceded that was a walk of Jake Meyers. I said it in the first hour. You walk Jake Meyers in a high-leverage situation, you're going to lose. You deserve it. That's the baseball guy's God's telling you, hey, how much more do you want us to do for you? We put Jake Meyers in your way to get the third out of an inning. You walk him. Whatever happens next is on you. And Dubon comes through. And you can see Clevinger, after giving up the hit from Dubon, as he gets the final out of the inning, it's just a big F. He just screams because he knows you had the guy and you walked Dubon. Excuse me, you walk Meyers, and then you got what you asked for. And the Astros will thank him. They win that game. Abreu gave up a run. It was tough. It was a manufactured. The Rays kept trying Yiner. And the throws weren't awful, but they were sneaking in there. And even the Altuve play at the plate was a close play. It was challenged. I don't know if the Astros did. That might have been just an umpire-induced challenge. And it worked out that the Rays were safe. They tied the ball game. But in the end, the Astros win. They close out an 8-1 road trip with the sweep of the Rays. Here is Joe Espada on the night and the road trip.
Heck of a road trip. We took care of business. We beat some really good teams on the road, and we played really well. Close game. Another one-run ball game. Well pitched. Make plays when we needed to. Some big hits when we had to. Huge win.
Credit the club. They take care of business. You heard Espada talk about winning in different ways. They're bashing the Red Sox heads in this, and they started off that way in game one of this series, but in games two and three, had a scrape and claw, got clutch pitching. Josh Hader, two inning win yesterday, was good the night before, and a lot of positives other than the Presley thing. Presley struggled two nights ago, and also Renel Blanco. I haven't seen an update on him, but he took it was around 106 miles per hour back up the middle off his pitching hand. He exited the ball game, and the Astros were able to survive his hand and the exit. So it's all good, right? The Mariners go down. They lose the game late after being up 2-0 in the eighth. So the Astros now have a 2.5 game lead on the Mariners. The Mariners play today. The Astros don't. So the Mariners will try to gain a half game back on the Astros, excuse me. But either way, either they're 3 up or 2 up, I don't think there is that much concern, at least the way the team is playing now, about the Mariners catching them. the Mariners had played better up until the last couple nights. Apparently, AJ Hinch is like, I got you guys. My team's got you guys. Don't worry. We'll beat the, we'll kick their ass 15-1 and then break their hearts the next night. Thanks, AJ.
The Astros send their regards. Slits their throat.
He slits that. I don't know, what's the Mariners mascot? A guy holding a trident or something?
I know. Wasn't the like a moose?
Yeah, it's a moose. AJ Hinch guts that moose and says.
He's wearing the moose head around.
Yeah. He stables it to something. I don't know. We're reliving the Red Wedding here on the show. So,
spoiler alert.
If you weren't aware.
For like a 10-year-old episode.
Yeah,
of TV.
At some point, spoiler alerts go out the window. House of the Dragon stuff, you're well within your rights to get upset with someone if they spoil it for you. Hey, there's a lot of talking. There's your spoiler. Some people weren't happy with that.
A lot of talk around boats.
Yeah.
Literally like around, but like they're next to standing.
There actually
to
a is
boat.
A boat that needs to be fixed, and that needed to be fixed all season long. Eventually it got in the water. Although we never saw anyone get on the boat. We saw people rowing out to the boat, but never anyone on the boat. And family drama. There's your spoilers. Go watch it if you so choose. Someone I know finally, I've been berating them to watch it because how long am I going to be able not to talk about this with you? So she finally watches it, and all she sends me is the final scene from episode 7 of season 2, and then a scene of Viserys when he wasn't decrepit. I was like, oh, you've watched it. Great. Now go watch Presumed Innocent, too. You're way behind.
Man, can't wait for Jeremy Pena to get all these wrecks.
No, I'm not offering those unless he has. What Sean's referencing is, if you don't know, me and Jeremy Pena are not friends. I just don't send him DMs.
Well, after tonight, we'll see.
I'm not looking for that, honestly. It's not my plan. I'm not going in there hoping to make friends with Jeremy Pena. I'm a grown man. It's not my plan of action. But Jeremy Pena and others, including myself, there will be. It feels like a meet and greet. It feels like some. It's because it's scheduled from 6 to 8. It doesn't feel like just a private dinner.
It feels like you'll be having dinner with other people
and Jeremy Pena.
And Jeremy Pena
will happen
will
to
be there.
Yeah, making an appearance. Yes. That it feels like that, but I don't know. We'll see. I will be there. I believe Jeremy Branham will be there.
Hopefully you're seated alphabetical, so you got
O and P.
And P.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think they seat alphabetical.
No, it's not middle school. I don't have to sit next to Jeremy Pena. I mean, there may be other people in this building who would have preferred to sit next to Jeremy Pena.
Paul Gallant, yeah.
Well, that was the name that first came up, but sure, that one probably works too. I'm just happy to be there and eat dinner. Free food, I'm in. And hey, Jeremy Payne is there. Look at that. I'm going back to Eden. That's how I'll treat it.
All right.
Well, we talked about this. What am I going to ask? What
again?
Baseball stuff? No, right? He doesn't want to hear baseball stuff. Movies?
Thoughts on Twisters.
Have you seen Twisters? What do you think? And if you like Twisters and the actors, go watch Normal People on Hulu. She's in that too. It's a very different
vibe.
Yes, it's very different type of activities, or excuse me, a very different type of show, but she's great in that too. There are no tornadoes. It's more of like a quiet drama about relationships, but it's really good. Maybe put on some subtitles because they're Irish, but still. It's English, but they're speaking with an Irish accent.
Oh, Pena's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Subtitles?
Outlander's enough for me. But Jeremy Pena and maybe 35 of his closest friends will be there too. I don't know.
Well, 35 other people.
Yeah. It probably, if they're at the level of knowing him that I am, they won't be his closest friends, no. But he will be there. And if I'm him, you think about it, coming off a road trip, get back in late or early this morning. Do I want to be out? How much? What are you paying me? I'm in. I'm in.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That, yeah, he was traveling, gets back, probably just wants to
hang out on a day off.
Maybe run some Presumed Innocent, and then nope.
No, well, it's not an early lunch. Well,
yeah, like, it is only 2 hours.
It's dinner. It's at 6, so he can get his well-deserved rest, get some errands going, hang out, watch a couple things. Maybe he's a YouTuber. Maybe he likes watching YouTube videos or playing video games. Maybe he's an EA. Maybe we talk about EA college football.
Oh.
Maybe we do that. Hey, Jeremy, what do you think about the 425? You into nickel mug defense? What do you do? How do you stop the spread? I don't know. We'll see as we get closer. I do hope Jeremy Branham like steals the conversation. Like all he does is ask Jeremy Pena questions, and everyone's looking at Jeremy Branham like, bro.
So in the sixth inning on Wednesday,
he's asking so many intricate baseball questions. So many.
So it's a 1-2 count.
Yeah. So
are you sitting fastball there?
When Taylor Scott's up, and are you shading a certain way in the hole? I hope that happens, because I'll just I won't even get away the type of food we're gonna have, but I'll just stuff in my face. Go at it, Branham. Live your best life. We'll see. That happens later today. I'll have a report on it tomorrow. Coming up next,
full report hopefully.
Yeah, if I remember it. If I'm not in a food coma. If I remember anything that happened, it won't be from drinking. It'll just be from food.
Or hopefully something interesting happened.
Yeah, if it's just a sit down and it's nothing. I will report the number of people that are there at a minimum. Mm-hmm. Was it really an intimate dinner, or was it a meet and greet where I happened to have been invited?
And you and Jeremy Branham are talking for most of the night.
Yeah, because we don't know anyone there, and Payne is otherwise detained. Yeah, so we'll see. But a guy who probably would fit right in with Jeremy Pena. Probably would have a lot of great questions to ask him. Israel Ramzanali. He'll join us when we come back. You've been asking for him. You've been, in some cases, begging for him. Really shamelessly, honestly, in some cases. Your wish has been granted. Israel Ramzanali, when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
You're back inside the Veritex Community Bank Studios with Del Olalea. I mean, you're not actually in the studio, but if you watch ESPN Houston's YouTube channel, it's kind of like you are. No, not really? Okay.
Welcome back to the show. For a lot of you, this was a moment you were hoping for, shamelessly asking for. Raheel Ramzanali.
What's up, buddy?
Joins the show. What's up? And Raheel was in the building for something more important. He's the host of CityCast. You can hear and really listen to it on any of the podcast places that there are, whether it be Google, Spotify, wherever.
Yeah, Apple. That's our
Google,
biggest one.
Does Google still have a podcast thing?
I think it does, but they don't update it anymore.
Okay, Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify or YouTube even has it. Apple Podcasts, which is the number one place. Like it's the majority of the traffic, so shout out to Apple. But yeah, if you listen, send me a screenshot on Instagram at Raheel Doing Things, and I will give you a prize. I don't know what that prize is yet.
Well, maybe it'll be a Jaren Duran jersey.
Tell me who this guy is.
Jaren Duran is the Boston Red Sox on Sunday. Was it Sunday? When the Astros were in town, he was being berated by a home fan and then dropped the double Fs. The first F that you couldn't say anywhere, and then a second F that for the last maybe 15 or so years you can't say anymore without being canceled. So both Fs were said. He directed at a fan. He had to apologize. And what that has led to is a best-selling jersey. Him and Shohei have the top-selling jersey. Yes.
Of course.
According to Fanatics, Jaren Duran and Shohei Ohtani have the top-selling jerseys in Major League Baseball.
So this guy got suspended for two games. Correct, right? Yes. I remember Gallant and George. I believe that's their names, right? Gallant. And Joe George.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know what their like entertainment names are. Do they go?
It's Gallant and George.
Yeah. Yes, those are their entertainment
names.
That's
the group name.
Yes. For Mapes. You can't call him Sean, right?
He's Mapes. Yeah, he is Mapes.
He's Mapes on that show.
Or Cameron Rising.
He does kind of look like Cameron Rising.
Former Texas Utah quarterback Cameron Rising.
Didn't he go to Utah? Right.
He's now at Utah. He's still playing
he's
for
still
Utah.
Still playing?
Yes. He is the quarterback for the prohibitive favorite in the Big 12, Utah.
Wait, Utah's in the Big 12?
Yes.
We got a lot to catch up.
Yeah.
What happened?
How much sports have you not paid attention to?
I did not know they were in the Big 12. I know there's a bunch of new schools in the Big 12, but I didn't have Utah in there, so that's on me. Back to this guy. What's his name?
Jaren Duran. Yes.
So he drops a slur.
The double F, yes. But
homophobic
the
slur.
Yes, yes.
And he dropped it on his own fans?
We assume he was being yelled at about something baseball related, and his response was, what his response was.
And now he has a number one selling jersey. So
I don't know if it's number one. It's one of the top two selling jerseys.
Okay, top two jerseys, of course. Are people buying the Boston Red Sox Pride Night jersey, or are they buying the traditional Boston
Sports jersey? The one you would expect the Boston fan to wear, yes. What we are seeing from the story is the traditional home Red Sox uniform.
Because they do have a Pride Night jersey.
Yes, they do.
And they still have a page on Fanatics right now. I'm looking at it. Official Boston Red Sox Pride Collection. There's a rainbow flag with a big B on there. Wouldn't it be funny if they just changed it to an F for like this?
Well, not for them. It wouldn't be funny.
I mean, they're going to make money off of it. But are you going to buy their Pride Night jersey?
I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't buy a Jaren Duran one. That feels like you're missing the point. Unless you are one of those guys who buys a jersey with a 69 on it in your last name, because that's who you are in terms of buying jerseys.
On a Pride Night 69 jersey?
Yeah, would you do that? Then maybe you would buy a Jaren Duran Pride Night jersey. I don't buy jerseys, so I'm out on that anyway.
I hate the Red Sox. I hate pretty much every baseball team but the Astros.
I'm there with you.
Because baseball's boring.
Thank you.
But I kind of want to buy this Boston Red Sox Pride, and it says Pride 24.
Well, for the year, but could you get a custom 16 and change Pride to... Well, if it's going to say Pride, people aren't going to know that it's Duran jersey. How many people know what his number is?
How many people know his name, though?
Not many, unless you've been following sports for the last week, because that's the only time you're going to know who he is. Because
you asked me, and I was like, did you say Kevin Durant or Jaren Durant?
Jaren Durant.
I was like, wait.
Kevin's younger brother.
I was like, wait, does he have an 18-year-old son I don't know about?
No.
By the way, Vince Young, his son...
Is he good?
...is a freshman at Kincaid, and Vince Young posted a picture on Instagram, and he looks just like him, like the same way they were running the ball.
Are you thinking three years from now he's going to commit to a certain school?
Sam Ehlinger, is he still our quarterback?
No.
He's been gone for a bit now.
Where is he? Still with the Colts?
I don't know where Sam Ehlinger is.
He got some preseason tick last weekend.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for putting that out. Okay, so you got Quinn Ewers for one more year. Then you got Arch coming in, or Ark Manning. It's spelled like Ark.
Your bit that you don't know anything about sports.
It's stupid, right?
It's fine.
You got Arch Manning. And then when Arch is done in 2 years, you've got Vince Young Jr. coming in.
No, but he's a freshman.
I don't know his name, though.
Was he going to be ready?
Yeah,
in
why not?
3 seasons from now?
Why wouldn't
he? No, he wouldn't be finishing up his senior year of high school.
Who needs senior year of high school?
Well,
enroll early.
Is he going to
Quinn Ewers
a year early? I know semester early. Quinn, he's going to enroll after junior year.
Quinn did that, right? Didn't he leave after?
He skipped his senior year of high school,
and look how that turned out.
And then went to Ohio State
to make money in Ohio because he couldn't do it in Texas.
But the dollar goes further in Texas now.
Yes, his Ohio money goes further in Texas than it would in Ohio.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does Ohio have state taxes?
I think they do.
I don't know. We never bring it up.
Try to look it up.
Or nobody cares about Ohio. Yeah,
no one's like, oh, he's going to pick the Bengals because of no state tax.
Yeah. The Cavs might get them.
Or Florida and Texas. Those are two places.
Even when we talk about Florida teams, it's never brought up no state tax.
Well, Justin Termine, whatever his last, how you ever pronounce his last name for NBA Sirius Radio, he brings that up a lot when he talks about how the Heat, their building of a team isn't that big of a deal because they have the state of Florida free and it's no state tax and it's Miami. So, that's part of
Heat culture is saving on taxes.
Yes, of course. the response would be, no state taxes doesn't help the Marlins, so what are you talking about?
Yeah,
and no
one ever says anything about the Spurs when it comes to no state tax.
No, that's true. It's not brought up.
It balances out.
Because no one joins the Spurs.
Look, I like the fact that we don't have a state tax, but my tax money is going to private school education, or that's what Governor Abbott wants to do. So there is that. I wanted an athlete to say that, like, no, I don't want school vouchers. That's why I'm not coming to Texas. That would be pretty funny. I got y'all with some political jokes today.
It's the only time it ever gets done here.
I know.
So the secession plan, just to be clear, Quinn Ewers, who isn't Sam Ehlinger, to Ark or Arch, depending on if you're a heel or everybody else in the world.
It's an Ark.
With an H.
Yep.
And then there's got to be, I think, a year in between before Vince Young's young son gets there.
No, I don't want.
You got to have 1 year because he's only a freshman in high school, going into his freshman year.
Does David Ash have a son?
I was going to say, no David Ash. What was Colt McCoy's brother?
Case McCoy.
Yeah, I don't want
Bizarro Colt.
I don't want Bizarro Colt. I don't want none of those guys.
Swoops has a younger brother.
I just need big names, okay? I need a Manning. Is a Brady available?
I don't know if his kids, what's his name, Jack? I don't know what his kids' names are, but I don't think one is old enough to
Philip Rivers? I'll even take a Philip Rivers kid at this point. There's got to be a Philip Rivers kid.
You just want star power at Texas.
I want star
going
power.
Forward.
Yeah, we're in the SEC now. You need star power to separate, you know, from the pack.
Which, so no Nussmeier types.
No.
You want
no,
yourself.
And I don't want any Sarkisian kids. I don't want, if he has a son that wants to play, none of that stuff. I need star power from the NFL.
Well, you guys know your roster better than I do. Who's the next great quarterback at, alleged great quarterback at Texas behind Arch? Didn't they recruit a guy last season?
Yeah, they did. Sure.
Is he famous?
No.
Famous last name?
He's a four-star, famous right? last name. It's Trey Owens. No relation to Terrell, though.
Or Jesse. Okay, yeah. So Trey Owens would be next in line. That would be your placeholder until Vince Young's kid gets there.
Okay, give me a year of Trey Owens, and we'll just say he's related to Jesse Owens to make me feel good. I need star power, okay? That's what we need there. And I need Ferraris and Lamborghinis for all the players.
Of course.
Only for two right now, right?
Yeah, I think it's just two. Although they made it seem like everybody was getting one at their opening day.
They put 14 of them on the field for when the guys walk in.
Yeah. It's two guys getting it. It's like a white DB and then Isaiah Bond, right, who are getting them? Yeah.
How crazy is that? You walk in and you go, oh my gosh, I'm about to drive a Ferrari or Lamborghini, whichever one it was. And then they go, no, actually, this is just for show. Please don't touch it. Here's some Nike shoes. Here's some Kevin Durant shoes for you.
We got plenty of those. Don't worry about it.
Here's some basketball shoes. I don't even want what? Give me some cleats at least. What are we doing here, Sark? You saw his divorce, right?
I did not know that Sark was getting divorced.
Yeah. They are splitting up.
Are you happy about it? Not happy? You think he's going to be more focused on football now?
Yeah.
How are you taking it?
I need more hours in the office, okay? I don't need... I believe her name was Laurel?
Well, to be fair, now that he's single, maybe there'll be less hours in the office and more time spent on Sixth Street.
In the off-season, sure. Do what you want. In-season, please
it's
focus.
It's one of the reasons college programs don't really like hiring single coaches because it means...
They have
other interests than just simply coaching.
Okay.
Do you want a co-ed? Do you want that? Do you want those rumors to start?
No.
No.
I don't.
I don't want the rumors, no.
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 I don't care
what he actually does. You just don't want the rumors.
I don't want the rumors.
The rumors are good if they're 10-1.
Yes.
Or 12-1 going into the SEC title game. Those are great rumors. Like, yeah, look at that. But if they're 7-5.
Yeah, look at that.
Losing to A&M. In the last game of the year?
No.
What are we doing here, Sark?
He's busy.
He should have stayed married.
So
I follow his wife on Instagram for some reason.
Oh, no.
Ex-wife.
Ex-wife. Thank you. I don't know why. I think I met her at an event or something. Well, and you know, I do that thing like, oh, let me follow you on Instagram.
And you actually went through with it?
Yeah. She loves designer clothing.
Oh, well.
That's my biggest takeaway.
That's surprising.
There's a lot of designer clothing.
The wife of a coach who spent time in L.A. and is now coaching one of the most prestigious programs in all football may like her clothes.
Yeah. I tell my wife when she wants something designer, I go, Target is designer.
Well, met.
Yeah.
Well, meh. No, Real thing. You say Russ, which, and you roll your R's and see what it does for you. So, Raheel Ramzanali, anything else? Because this was just a segment for Raheel to get anything he wanted off on the show. This is our Haven of Nonsense segment. We normally have it.
With Michael Carroll.
Well, that's not a nonsensical.
Nonsense.
That's not nonsense. We're talking about TV.
I didn't watch this Michael Bay Moon movie because of him. It was Michael Bay. No, who was it?
No, it was
the guy who ruined Justice League.
Not Michael Bay.
Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder.
I didn't watch it either. I didn't watch the second one either because he said it was so bad.
I was like, man, I was so excited to watch a new universe and he said it sucked.
Well, now there are four versions for you to watch. You can watch the original and then the director's cut.
Which is 8 hours.
Or you can watch the sequel and then the director's cut of that.
I'm good. Hard pass. I've got two things for you.
Okay.
Number one, I'm reading a book on Christopher Nolan and all of his movies.
Nerd.
It's super nerdy, but I challenged myself to read a book a week in the summer.
And you chose the guy who made one of your favorite movies of all time.
The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, yeah.
But here's my hot take. In that book, when talking about The Dark Knight, he said, one of the biggest influences of that movie was the movie Heat from the 1980s, 1989, right?
Yeah,
roughly. I forgot 90s, what year it was.
I think De Niro. I think
it's like early 90s.
Early 90s. Okay.
De Niro,
Robert
Pacino.
De Niro, Pacino. Everybody's in it. I mean, Jeremy Piven was in it.
Noted
by the way.
Godfather hater.
Yeah.
By the way, Raheel Ramzanali.
So Jeremy Piven has a little cameo.
That's the guy you mentioned as the other guy.
The guy from the big dude from State Farm is in it too. The deep voice.
Daniel Haysbert?
Yeah.
The president?
Yeah, the president's 24? In there. So anyways.
Jobu?
He said Heat is a big influence. I went back and watched it. I was like, man, if Christopher Nolan loves this, let me watch it again and see what I remember. He basically copied Heat, and The Dark Knight sucks now because of it.
It's been ruined for you.
It's been ruined from the opening scene to about halfway through the movie. It is basically Heat with two guys wearing superhero costumes and a bad suit. So yeah. Now my hot take is, and I've been saying this for a while, Interstellar is Christopher Nolan's best movie.
So you're off The Dark Knight. Interstellar.
Yeah, Dark Knight is great, but Interstellar, because it's so unique, it's such a magnificent project that I think that's his best movie, and I will hear Inception as a debate topic of being the best one as well. So The Dark Knight has been ruined for me. Second, if you have your phone in front of you right now, subscribe to the CityCast Houston podcast. That's my big thing.
We have people actually asking about CityCast.
Yeah.
I was asked if I was a guest on CityCast.
Do you want to be a guest?
I don't want to talk more than I already
do. I already talk for five hours a day. I know the answer.
I'm asked, do you think that if you did a CityCast podcast on the official food of Houston, would your guest be someone from California or Houston? Oh, he's talking about John.
John, yeah. John's West Coast Johnny.
Hollywood Johnny is what we call him. People get given us shout-outs from a show that's now been dead in the water for several years now, but we did shout-outs on that show.
Raheel and Dell's show. Rest in peace.
R.I.P. Went out on top, at least for our time slot. Yeah. We'll take that.
We were number one.
And then we were longer.
And then we were bumped for Charlie Polillo.
That's right. And now I'm in Charlie Polillo's spot. Full circle. Michael Carroll says, happy to dissuade you from watching bad movies.
What was it? Magnificent Moon? What's it called?
Rebel Moon.
I know.
Rebel Moon. Just
one bad joke before I left.
A Black Knight 69 jersey is what people are. Pride Knights. I said Black Dark Knight, but a 69 because of what we just talked about.
Black Dark Knight is not a jersey. That's a...
It'd be someone that would incite riots from all the fanboys.
Yes.
If there was a Black Dark Knight.
Yeah.
I don't think we're ever going to get a black Batman.
No.
Not that anyone's pushing for that. There was at one point a push for a potential black Superman, and everyone was like, are you kidding me?
I think Superman and Batman
are all
forever.
Limits.
Yeah.
We're never doing that.
Nobody's hearing any race talks when it comes to that.
No.
I don't want to speak for the black people. Would you?
Oh, I will speak for them. All right. Go ahead. Ask me the question. I'm not looking for a black Batman or Superman.
See, that's what I'm saying. I think even the black delegation is like, let's keep them white.
Also, there was at one point an idea of having a Professor Xavier and Magneto black. And everyone was like, wait a minute. Isn't Magneto's backstory that he was a Holocaust survivor? Isn't that part of what drives him? How are you going to make him
Samuel L. Jackson as Professor
and Denzel Washington? Well, no. One of them was – I forgot which one was going to be Magneto. I think it might have been – I can't remember, but Denzel was going to be in one of the roles, at least for some people. And then
Wolverine ain't got on me. I would love that.
So no, there are some things that I don't need a gender swap. I don't need a race swap. Some things just leave them alone.
Yeah, like Wolverine has to be a grungy white dude.
Yes, and he can.
I haven't seen the new movie yet.
He can be 5'4" or 6'3", whatever the hell it is. Doesn't matter. Just give him some sideburns and be white. I don't really care other than that.
There you go.
There's some things that don't need to be changed.
Nope. Although, if Donald Glover was picked to play Batman, I'd be open to it.
Why? You think he can be a billionaire playboy?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't know.
He was a millionaire hitman in Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
That's just because of where he lived. He didn't give off millionaire vibes.
No, he wasn't supposed to be.
No.
Yeah.
No.
He found money.
Yes. By murdering people.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, better than I thought it was going to be.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
ending kind of sucked, but it was good.
Apparently, they're going to have a whole different cast for season two. It looks like for that. At least that's the thought. I think Donald Glover will be involved, but I'm not sure he's going to be part of the cast for season two. That's what I saw. That they're going to switch it up a little bit.
right.
Sorry, man. Sorry. You may have to just listen to Childish Gambino.
I'm going to his concert September 8th. He's playing here at Toyota Center. New album is out.
What's his name? He's got the movie coming out with English dude who we didn't know was English, rapper. 21 Savage. Savage, which the trailer looked fake, but apparently it's a real thing.
It's a real movie.
It's a real movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's
the 21 Savage story.
Yeah, that one is coming out. And then he has a movie he's producing in the soundtrack for that Bando Stone in the New World. It's a really good album.
Yes. So Shaquille and I, as far as Donald Glover, that goes back like
2008.
Yeah, a long time now. Yeah.
Talking about
nearly 15, 16 years. Yep. That's Raheel Ramzanali, the host of CityCast.
Thanks, guys.
There's some thought that cats are involved, but that's not the case.
It's not CityCast.
It's about the city of Houston. CityCast. The things going on. He is the host of that. You can find it on Apple and Spotify and YouTube. Wherever you find your podcast, CityCast will be there. And Raheel may be making appearances. That's up to him. I can't make him do anything.
I'll stop by.
He'll join us. He'll do things. Don't worry about it. If you want to shout out Raheel on the way out, that's cool. That's Niall's thing. We got a couple more segments to go.
Thank you, Deli Bear.
Don't call me that. I would ask that now that I don't shine shoes no more, except from 7 to 10, I still shine shoes then. Don't call me that. Now we can go to break. We'll be back.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Del Olalea Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Raheel was looking for star power at the quarterback position for Texas. Well, we got a relevant tweet from Anthony. Texas has Rajah Bell's son coming in 2026. So there it is. He can be the bridge between Arch and Vince's kid. There's your star power. Four-star quarterback out of American heritage. I believe he's a four-star. Diabel. At least I think that's how you pronounce it. It's D-I-A, so I'm not exactly sure.
I'll learn to pronounce it when he's the starter.
Huh? He's a take it back. He's a composite five-star.
There we go.
Four-star for 24/7 sports, but as far as all the other rating services and combined, the number two quarterback in the country in 2026.
So 247's haters.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Top 10 national recruit, Dia Bell. Going to Texas.
Not sure if Rajah Bell's enough of a star, though.
How about the counterbalance of five-star quarterback with Rajah Bell as his father?
That's a good mix, right? That helps. Extra star is probably the star power that we need.
Yes.
As a 4 to 5.
If we're just talking about relevant star power, the fact that he's a five-star is plenty of star power. Yeah. So Sark, surprisingly, on the trail, locking in quarterbacks. And maybe Vince Young's kid is next if he's as good. Well, if he's as good as his dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope that Texas can secure that one. And despite the connection, if he's as good as his dad, think of Vince Young in this era, how big the bag is going to be to get Vince's kid if he's that good. And speaking of that, we won't get to the sound because we were late. The Colorado State quarterback, you know, the one who had a good day against Colorado in that game where everyone's like, Colorado's here, because they beat up on a team that I think they're favored by 2 to 3 scores, and not beat them up. They won in overtime. They won that one. He is saying that he and Torrey Horton, who is a good player, I would get Torrey Horton getting offered a lot of money to transfer. He's saying he was offered in the realm of $600K, and he said, no, I'm not leaving. I'm not effing leaving. And Sean and I are skeptical about the bag, and why would it? And he said in the clip that he was offered $600K or so by a team who already had a quarterback. And the question is, if they already have a guy they believe in, why are they giving you $600K? He's a fine player, but am I giving him $600,000?
Yeah, paying a backup $600,000
doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's where the story falls apart.
Kind of falls apart. Now, it's making the rounds because it's a story about guys being loyal and turning down money because they want to stay in the place that believed in them.
It's 100% what you should say. Honestly, every single player coming into fall camp, every school in the country should say, you know, I was offered $100 million to leave, and I didn't.
Yeah,
because that's how much I care about insert school here. Like, yeah. Every single quarterback, every single receiver, every single star player should be like, do you know how much money Georgia and Oregon and Ohio State were offering me?
Yeah,
I decided to stay.
Yeah, it's Braden Fowler Nicolosi, who threw 22 touchdowns and 16 picks. I mean, I don't know.
1 point something touchdown to interception?
A little under 3,500 yards. So is that what buys 600K? I know people are desperate for quarterbacks, and he's a fine player. But I would say get your numbers up, stat-wise and money-wise. Bragging about 600K. Please, running backs get that. Running backs in major college football get that now.
Yeah, last month it looks like Jay Norvell said that it was Kansas State that offered him $600,000.
So maybe they weren't thrilled with their current guy, Avery Johnson, who is, at this point is better known for TikToks than he is for playing, because Kansas State had Will Howard ahead of him. Now he's at Ohio State.
I was going to say, in his defense, he has not played that much.
I'll add some context. I'm not just going to completely going to slander him.
TikTok.
Well, embarrassing cringe TikToks, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Now, I won't defend him on those.
No, those are bad.
On the nature of the TikToks, I will defend him on the fact that he's more known for it than the fact he threw probably, I don't know, 100 passes, maybe,
yes,
last year.
Yeah, it's not his fault. He had a guy who transferred to Ohio State ahead of him. Kind of not going to get a lot of snaps. So 600K alleged, at least according to Braden Fowler Nicolosi, and I have some questions about that. Money-wise, and you were okay. I'm just not sure why anyone is offering you that much money. Maybe you'll prove me wrong out of Colorado State. Torrey Horton, that guy's probably worth $1.5 million, depending if you're desperate enough for a wide receiver. That's a big-time wide receiver at Colorado State. But they're both going to be around, and it's somewhat relevant to Sean because that's who Texas plays in their first game. So the two $600,000 men you'll see in Austin.
I know. It's going to be tough.
The Texas offensive line is like, whatever.
Hopefully this guy throws more interceptions than touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like he was very close to doing last year.
The Texas offensive line is laughing at that number. You know how much it took to get each and every one of us individually? We're double.
Get your money up.
Yeah, you're a quarterback. What are you talking about?
The backup right tackle.
Exactly. This guy's not even playing. We don't even expect him to play, and that's what it took to get him in the building. Just the haves and the have-nots.
Each one of these running backs' crutches cost more than $600,000.
You see that guy who won't be playing for us this year? The crutch that he's using to cheer on his team, worth more because it has his arm on it. Texas, big money football. Colorado State will see them in week one as the Longhorns make their way through the season in hopes of winning a national title. We got one more segment here to go on the show. We'll wrap it up with some sound from Matt Burke. He talked about Kalen Book. He is a safety that may get more time than you suspected, considering Justin Simmons feels like he's going to be Atlanta Falcon. That was a lot of the talk, that the Texans were in on a safety, and they thought Justin Simmons would be the guy. And it's mostly from people who live in the aggregation world and need engagement from Texans fans. But there wasn't any real reporting that Justin Simmons was going to be a Texan. Now it appears he'll be a Falcon. At least that's where he's visiting. And we know the Falcons are trying to make moves as they've already acquired Matthew Judon. So we'll hear from Matt Burke when we come back.
ESPN 97.5.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios is the Del Olalea Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Del Olalea.
Some injury news that does not involve the Texans. Matt Milano out indefinitely with torn biceps. Matt Milano missed the bulk of last season with an injury. And torn pec is, when you hear that one, it's generally, all right, this guy's done for the year. Torn biceps, a little different, but it's going to be a while for the Bills' star linebacker, who they're going to need in the center of their defense. But they have some experience dealing with him not being around, so they probably will be able to cope okay, but they're expecting a bounce-back year from him, and they won't have him for a little while. Now, their hope for Milano is the surgery will allow him to return later in the season. But the camp injuries, just rough, man. You just hope guys get through practice. It's practice. And you don't want guys getting hurt. But it feels like they happen more in camp than they ever do in actual regular season practices. Generally, you don't hear guys missing the season because of what happened in a Wednesday practice in week four. It's always at this time of the year. You just hope to get through it beyond the preseason games, which is like the thing you fear. You don't want to lose a starter there. The real chance is that you'll lose them in these settings where they're actually going at it, because for the most part, you don't see starters except for a couple plays. They go hard in practice, and sometimes this happens. So the Bills will be dealing with the loss of Milano. We talked about it, I think, on the show yesterday, but it's been confirmed. And we were trying to figure out how extensive the injury was, but J.J. McCarthy's out for the year. He picked the more prudent option. Sometimes you can choose the meniscus where they shave part of it off, and that'll get you back sooner. Robert Williams did that for the Celtics to get back in time for the 2022 finals run, which they lost to the Warriors, and it turns out it was a bad choice for him. It could shorten your career, and he's still dealt with leg issues throughout, but you generally want to choose, if you can, the let's repair completely, and that's what McCarthy has done. So he'll be out for the year, but if he recovers and is actually a good player, it shouldn't hamper him throughout the rest of his career. So he's chosen that. So that's some of the significant injury news around the NFL right now. Kalen Bullock's not injured. Matt Burke talked about his rangy safety. He almost made a play. People were really thrilled with his ability to track the football and gain that type of ground on the play where he got to the ball against the Steelers and stepped out of bounds, or it would have been a spectacular pick. Here's Matt Burke on his rookie safety.
It's part of his profile coming out of college. I mean, when we evaluated him in the draft, it was something that he did. So it's a similar role. Like, that's how they played him a little bit, at SC. So I think the sort of anticipation and the timing or stuff that he's banked some of those reps and playing like a deeper zone, deeper post, playing off the quarter, those sort of things. So obviously the length and the speed play into that, like when he does get going, but he does have a lot of work back there. He's real natural at like reading quarterbacks, like feeling routes coming up and trying to anticipate breaks. So that kind of helps him get a jump on some things. Sure.
Matt Burke on Kalen Bullock, part of a secondary that I question. Derek Stingley, who was considered the Texans' breakout player by CBS Sports, which is interesting because here we acknowledge that once he plays, he's already broken out. But if you're looking from afar and you know that Derek Stingley has not played a lot of football, probably could put him there. It's an easy pick. He's expected to be a star. He's shown star capabilities when he's actually on the field. So not really going out on a limb. In fact, I feel like they're cheated. You're kind of cheating. You're picking Derek Stingley to be your breakout player.
That's like not a good pick, actually.
No, you pick someone else who hasn't done much.
I think he had 5 picks last year.
Yeah, in a short amount of time. Well, he's already broken out. There's no question about his talent.
Yeah, I would go... I think if you want to do it, at least nationally, you'd go with like Tank Dell.
But even him, when he's on the field, we know what he is, right?
Yeah, but he could actually break out and become a 1,200-yard kind of guy.
Gotcha. But by that logic, I guess Stingley isn't a poor choice, because if he's going to be a Pro Bowl All-Pro, and it's the only reason he's not yet is because he doesn't play enough games, it's not that different from Tank. Tank, when he was on the field, was a big playmaker for the Texans. They're very similar in that regard, just Tank's younger, been around less in the NFL.
I also think some of it is, can you be a breakout player if you're a number 3 overall pick?
That's the other thing. I mean, there was no question about what he was supposed to be. You're right. I mean, he would simply be living up to his expectations.
Yeah, like Sauce Gardner was a pick after him. Did he break out his rookie year?
No, he did not.
He just started playing.
So, in other words, this is based off of not living up to your potential. Now you're going to break out. Although, really, if you do play well, that's what we expected of you. Speaking of Sauce Gardner, there is a report, and I've been on this for a while now. There's a report from Panthers Jets joint practices that some reporter said I don't see married couples hold each other as much as the Jets DBs hold the Panthers wide receivers. Sauce Gardner-Holtz. I can't believe that as a rookie, that was just, let him do it. Let him do it. Now, he's a great player. Maybe he wouldn't be so great if he wasn't allowed to hold people. But other people have seen it. It was one of the things that surprised me the most. A rookie cornerback getting that type of superstar treatment early. And this is while Stingley wasn't playing, and so it even hit more watching Sauce Gardner get the acclaim. That man grabs all the time. The Jets are like, you can't call it all the time.
Yeah, they were right about that. But normally you get, like you said, there's some respect. Like Richard Sherman got to hold everybody. But
he was part of a great defense on a really good football team.
And he was Richard Sherman.
Yeah, Sauce Gardner came in as a rookie with the Jets. Top five pick for a reason, because that team stinks. And he's a good player, too. Being able to hold, and everyone's like, hey, I know you're matched up against some of the best receivers in the game. I'll let you do it.
Do you think it's because they're like, oh, his name is Sauce?
What's his actual first name?
He's such a cool player, dude.
We're going to allow it. He's wearing number one.
Yeah, number one on the Jets. In New York.
His name is Sauce. His
name is Sauce. Let him have it. I think it's Ahmad.
Yes, Ahmad Sauce Gardner. Yeah. So it won't matter. It's just one Panthers reporter seeing it. It's a question of whether the NFL officials will care. And so far, they have not. And Sauce Gardner has used that, along with his natural gifts, to become one of the better corners in football. But Stingley's right there. That was a clear runaway at one point, but not anymore. As Stingley, in the short time that he's actually on the field, has produced a lot more as far as ball production, getting his hands on football. And before we wrap it up, I do want to let you know it is Houston Restaurants Week. We are a proud partner of that. And it's time to raise some money for the Houston Food Bank. For you, it's simple. Dine out and do good. Choose from over 400 restaurants to visit for lunch or dinner. Select from their pre-fixed menus, and a portion of the proceeds goes to the Houston Food Bank. Plus, you're supporting local restaurants. It starts August 1st and runs through September 2nd. Go to Houston Restaurant Week, HoustonRestaurantsWeek.com. That's HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com to find all the participating restaurants. So you can eat good, and do something good for the people in the city. That is us being done for the day. That music lets you know. Coming up next are Gallant and George, their performer names, as we found out with Raheel. They're one name guys. They will take you to the Killer Bees after that. Since we're done, at least I'm done, what does that mean, Sean?
We did it!
We did do it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.